Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Advice from the Pensions Commission on raising the pension age to 67 initially and to 68 in future years is being strongly considered by government, with Minister Heather Humphreys recently describing the pension age of 66 as not sustainable. But this week at the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party meeting, some TDs called on the Taoiseach to keep the pension age at 66. Eamon O'Quay, Fianna Fáil TD for Galway West, is one of those who called for changes in PRSI instead, and he joins me now. Good morning to you. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning to you, Clare. Now, I am a member of the Social Welfare Oireachtas Committee, and
yes,
we looked at this issue in detail and published a report. A report that, unfortunately, the Minister of State, who came in to respond to the report in the Dáil debate, absolutely rubbished. But we had put a lot of work into it. We had carefully looked at the Commission report, and basically the Commission gave four choices. Now, I'm going to go with the options three and four because the Commission recommended choice four, or package four as they call it, and I believe package three is a better option for people.
So this is the increase in PRSI, and you think this can achieve the same goals as raising the pension age to 67 and then 68?
What I'm saying to you is that, according to the Commission, both packages give you the exact same sustainability of the state pension into the future. That's their words, not mine. They did the sums, not me.
And have you managed to find out why that option was never discussed or hasn't been adopted, indeed, as government strategy?
Well, what I'm saying to you is, it is discussed in the Pension Commission report. And the thing is that it's now up to government to make a decision on the Pension Commission report. They asked the Oireachtas Committee to look at this. We made our report, and now it's up to the government to examine both and to make a decision. But I think we have to make maybe a comparison here between the two proposals. Each proposal proposes to increase radically self-employed insurance contributions, PRSI, because it is actually the best at the moment, the best value in town. It's 4% compared to an average of 14% paid by employers and employees for very, very similar packages. Now, both recommended increasing the employers and employees Class A contribution or PRSI contribution. One, i.e. Package 4, proposed increasing the pension age. Package 3 didn't. And Package 3 and 4 both proposed a 10% of the social protection expenditure of the expenditure on contributory pensions coming from the Exchequer.
Eamon, I just want to bring this back, because sometimes when we talk in percentages and different...
I know it
can be difficult for people to understand, but hang on, I just want to get back to the bottom line here, which is what people are facing who are of working age now is possibly working until they are 67 and in some cases 68. There are some people who will be very healthy and willing to carry on until that age. Are you saying that that shouldn't happen, that that change should not happen?
Oh no, what we have recommended is that legislation should be brought in banning the use of mandatory requirement clauses. But can we just measure the differences? The difference between the two packages in terms of PRSI payment, which people are interested in for self-employed people, there would be no difference to 2030. Up to 24, cumulatively, it would be 0.4% of a difference in the rate you would pay. And up to 2050, 1.2%. So the difference is nothing up to 30 and so on. Now, in the employer-employee, the package 3, you pay an extra 0.2% employer and 0.2% employee up to 2030. Up to 2040, the extra you would pay, both employer and employee, would be 0.6% cumulative. That includes the 0.2%. And up to 2050, it would be 1.4% from the employer and the employee. And again, that's cumulative of the previous rises.
Okay, so now, what are you saying? That's not very much, and it should be done.
Well, what I'm saying to you is, when you compare that, for example, with what the government is suggesting, an auto-enrollment at 6%. Actually, this is very good value for money.
Okay.
Now, there's no pension scheme you're going to, you know, get the money out if you don't pay the money in. The question we all have to make our minds up is it worth paying that little bit extra to guarantee your pension 66? Because the opposite to the people who want to work on after 66 is, for many, many reasons, lots of people want to retire at 66. Lots of cases have done 41, 42, 43 years work. In some cases, they're not physically capable of the work, depending on what work they were doing, and that would include lots of people, for example, in nursing or in caring and so on, where they've been lifting and so on, as well as the building trades and so many other types of work.
Okay.
So the reality is, are the public willing to pay a little bit extra and guarantee the pension at 66? My belief they are.
And what about employers? They'll have to be willing too.
Well, of course the employers have to pay. That's normally with a pension scheme. Both sides pay in. But again, the employers are being asked to match the 6% on the auto-enrollment by another 6%. So, you know, that's not... this is actually a very small rise.
But they may have to... But they may have to do both. I don't get the equivalence.
What I'm saying is, but these are the choices we have to make, because we're making changes to pensions here at the moment.
But auto-enrollment will still happen regardless of whether the retirement age increases or not.
Auto-enrollment might happen. We haven't put that through the dial, so we have to look at the whole ball of wax we're asking people to pay and the benefits they're going to get from it.
Yeah, but if you do this PRSI plan... It doesn't mean you don't have to do the auto-enrollment plan. You'd still have to do both.
It doesn't. Actually, one of the things about this is, as you raise it, if you do this plan and you raise the pension age to 68, you won't be able to get at your auto-enrollment money until 68. And that's another issue that I think we should highlight.
And what kind of reception did you get at the Fianna Fáil parliamentary meeting when you asked the Taoiseach to reconsider the options?
I think, there was a very good reception from my colleagues. The Taoiseach said he would look at the thing and that the matter was being examined, and he was non-committal one way or the other. And I can understand that. He's in government and, you know, it is a collective. But my colleagues were very, very supportive. The reason being, they were actually facing the people every day who are, you know, in their 60s and so on, coming up to pension age. And we know the desire that people have in many cases to get their pension at 66. And that they would be very disappointed if they find this is moving away from them.
And you feel this is a really important red line issue for the people who support you, that you keep 66 as the retirement age?
I believe, Dini, in the reality of the people that come to me and have been coming to me over the last 30 years, yes, I believe this is very, very important. I believe it should be debated out publicly. I believe that the decision shouldn't be made as an fait accompli. And I believe in the interest of the people that I serve, the balance of advantage is in the very modest increases, very few of which would clip in before 2030, in the PRSI contribution in return for certainty of pension at 66. Yes, I do.
Eamon O'Quay, Fianna Fáil TD, thank you very much for joining us on the programme. Coming up, we're going to try and answer this question. Why haven't some people caught COVID?
Email todaycb@rte.ie.